Lesson 5.
Words to the text.
Cox.
San Francisco.
City.
Coast.
Period.
Each.
Meet.
Supply.
Check.
Assignment.
Assign.
Steadily.
Punctuation.
Composition.
Literature.
Favorite.
Subject.
Poem.
Poor.
Heartbreakingly.
Heartbreaking.
Wonder.
Enjoy.
Keen.
Viewer.
View.
TV.
Theatre.
TV theatre.
Recognize.
Title.
Recent.
Contain.
Lively.
Message.
Accomplish.
Board.
Bore.
Once.
Guide.
Words to the dialogue.
General.
General cleaning.
Broom.
Dustpan.
Mop.
Mop.
As well.
Downstairs.
Defied.
Furniture.
Tidy up.
Text.
A high school teacher. Mrs. Cox teaches English in a high school in San Francisco, a big city on the west coast of the United States. She had wanted to become a teacher when she was young. She has taught 8 years now and always enjoyed her work. A school day at Mrs. Cox's high school is divided into 6 periods of 1 hour each. Mrs. Cox teaches 5 of these 6 periods. During her free period from 2 to 3 p.m., Mrs. Cox has to meet with parents, order supplies, make out examinations, check assignments, and take care of many other things. So Mrs. Cox works steadily from the time she arrives at school in the morning until she leaves for home late in the afternoon, and her free period isn't really free at all. An English teacher usually divides her time among 3 subjects: language, grammar, punctuation, spelling, etc., composition, and literature. Mrs. Cox's favourite subject is literature, and her most exciting classes are those on the literature of Black Americans. For Mrs. Cox, like most of the students in her school, is Black. In her 6th period today, Mrs. Cox taught a poem by a well-known Black writer in the United States. She wrote the poem on the blackboard and read it out aloud. No sooner had she finished reading the poem than students' questions began pouring in. One boy said the poem was heartbreakingly sad. Another student, a girl, said she had read a book by the same writer, but she wasn't able to enjoy it as much as her mother did, and she didn't know why. A third, a keen viewer of TV theatre, recognised a phrase in the poem which had been used as the title of a recent play. As she answered the questions, Mrs. Cox made sure that her students understood every line of the poem. She asked them to discuss if the poem contained any message. The discussion became so lively that no one wanted to stop when the bell rang. Some said there was no message. Some said there was. Some said it didn't really matter, and the class ended at that. As she drove home, Mrs. Cox thought about the class she had just left. Today she could feel good about what she had accomplished as a teacher. Not one of her students looked bored. Every one of them seemed interested in the poem. Once they started to talk, they forgot about the time. She did not have to make them learn. She only had to answer their questions and to guide the discussion. This, she thought to herself, is what teaching is all about.
Dialogue.
General cleaning.
Comrades, let's start cleaning.
But where are the things? We need a broom, a dustpan, and a mop.
They are downstairs. I'll go and get them. Shall I fetch a pail of water as well?
Yes, please. Now, let's divide up the work. Wang Ming can sweep the floor, and I'll mop it. Xiao Liu can dust the furniture. Yang Ling can clean the windows, while Wu Ying tidies up the room.
Let's do a good job today.